Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Sanko Malinga, who is a political consultant at Nkabayi Management Consultants. A very good morning to you. How are you?
I am fine, and how are you? How are you? Good morning to the listeners.
So first of all, I want to apologize because I did battle over your name, and I've been trying to get it right. And as this middle-aged white guy, it is not easy, I want to tell you.
It is not easy if you are not of Nguni.
Yes.
Yeah, lineage. Even if you are from Limpopo, you still get it wrong.
Yes, it's exactly. So my sound engineer sitting in studio, he's from Limpopo. I said, please help me. And he said, well, you picked the wrong guy. So I said, fine. So there we go. So what you said is absolutely right. So I do apologize.
That is why for everyone else, it's Tammy, you know,
Tammy.
As in
right.
William being billed. So Tamsanga is Tammy for everyone.
All right, fine. Well, you know what? It's not going to stop me from trying. Either way, let's just talk about what is going on with Jacob Zuma and this private prosecution. Give us some background here.
Well, it is Jacob Zuma is a gift that keeps on giving. You know,
yep.
In terms of politics, he will try to remain forever relevant, so to speak. He will use whatever means to try to remain forever relevant, and he will want to be seen. He will want to always want to create this euphoria about himself, you know, and want to be seen as this figure that is needed by South Africa, this savior that is needed by South Africa, and also being aided by his daughter, the Ivanka of Uganda. You know,
I love that.
And,
love
you know,
it. Yeah,
forever creating this euphoria that, oh, this is the savior that South Africa that South Africa needs,
right.
And that not being the case, you know, he needs to realize that we are past that era. You know, old men go to rest, take your pension and forever this and just disappear into the sunset.
Right.
You know, and the country needs to move past that. Because if you forever keep yourself in the picture, then we forever talk about you, then we can't even
move forward. It's impossible.
And solve issues as a country.
Well, is that just a Jacob Zuma problem, or is that an ANC problem as well? I mean, obviously he's got his own very specific issues, but isn't that a problem within the ANC itself, that we're not seeing the liberation movement allowing the movement to transition to being a political party of governance?
But that's the problem. If they keep on referring them to themselves as a liberation movement, they will forever create leaders that do not want to have their political carriers dying. You know, because liberation movements, the people that lead liberation movements, their carriers do not die. They forever remain liberation heroes.
Right, because even if we look at Nasrec coming up in the next couple of months, the candidates are all between Cyril Ramaphosa and Skhosana Dlamini Zuma and Ndiwe Sisulu. We're not talking about the next generation. We're talking about the old people fighting over the same types of things that they have been doing for years.
Yeah, and if you read the Jacob Zuma that endorses Nkosazana Zuma talks about her being a tried and tested leader of the revolutionary movement and all of that. And he also brings himself into the picture by saying, you know, if he also gets, he's also been approached by some branches to come in and lead as the chairman. is available should that be the will of the people. So he tries to resurrect himself. So now the mentality of it being a liberation movement needs to move away. They need to see themselves as a governing party, as a party that lives in the 21st century, and a party that needs to take South Africa into the era of the 21st and the 22nd century, the era of the fourth and the fifth industrial revolution, instead of being stuck somewhere in the trenches, you know, of Zambia or of Dar es Salaam. So they need to start looking at themselves post that. You know, they still operate as if they are in the trenches of Dar es Salaam. They're still spying on each other.
Yeah,
They're using the state security agency to spy on each other. We don't even know who's using the dealer's mind and for what purposes. We don't even know to what extent is the Islamic extremists in Mozambique are posing a danger to us.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely frightening, whereas we've got so many very, very real issues that we should be dealing with in South Africa. Do you think that once we get past NASRAC, in whatever form that takes, and I'm not even sure what is the better, what is the worse, just because maybe the what seems like the worse option is better because it'll signal the demise of the ANC? I don't know. So I don't really have a strong view on that. But do you think that once we get past December, there will be more of a refocus on actually solving some of the major crisis points that we're dealing with in South Africa?
After seeing Cyril Ramaphosa sleep about 2 days ago, I was like, oh my goodness, he might not even make it past Nazareth. Then we might have a temporary president again. Wow. Honestly, I am now very doubtful. I said to myself, I need to sit down and now really study the horse trading that's going to go on, because you had a whole lot of provinces wanting Paul Mashatile, and his caucus sat down and Paul Mashatile is nowhere to be seen. He wants Senzo Mkunu, and Senzo Mkunu was featuring nowhere. Not even KZN wanted Senzo Mkunu.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, Fikile Mbalula didn't show up anywhere, and I was like, the horse trading here is going to be bad. So now we have to really study the horse trading in order to be able to say, will he make it past NASREC, and what's the future going to be like?
And if he doesn't, well, if he does, what does our future look like? And if he doesn't, the very same question needs to be asked.
It's not a given that he's going to make it.